In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. The CFPB allegedly funneled millions to slush fund. Nearly one in five are unaware of reverse mortgages. Cautious but willing to learn, and five marketing strategies for 2018. You're listening to episode 495 for Monday, December 18th. Welcome back, everyone. And yes, including today, only seven shopping days until Christmas. But on to happier topics. Well, at least our first story. The CFPB allegedly funneled millions of dollars to Democratic slush funds. A New York Post recently reported that the CFPB funneled a significant portion of $5 billion collected for penalties to community organizers aligned with Democrats as part of a giant slush fund, according to a consultant. However, to be fair, it should be noted that the Post source is remaining anonymous to date. Now, regarding the agency, after the failed attempted coup when the Bureau's outgoing director, Richard Cordray, appointed his own interim director with the intent being the prevention of the president making his own appointment, well, the courts ruled that President Trump's nominee would hold the position until he is ultimately confirmed by Congress. With an administration that has sworn itself to the task of slashing federal regulations and also an interim director, Mick Mulvaney, who said he wished he could dissolve the agency, being quoted saying, "I don't like the fact that the CFPB exists. It should be quite an interesting year to see what the agency's future holds." If you've been scratching your head wondering why our industry only has 2% market penetration of age-eligible homeowners, well, here's one possible reason. Just under one in five seniors who responded to a recent survey were even aware that the reverse mortgage program existed, despite wanting to remain in their home and age in place. Now, among those who are 60 to 70, over 40% said they would keep a mortgage through retirement, and with 16% saying they may never pay it off. Still, nearly 20% said they never knew what a reverse mortgage was, while 63% said they believed that their savings could cover the renovations that would, in fact, allow them to age in place. Yet one question needs to be asked. How will these individuals afford to remain at home and make modifications if they run out of savings when nearly half, 48% of those surveyed, reported being unsure what they would do in the event that their retirement funds ran low, according to the report? Now, American Financing pointed to increasing property values and also home equity as one of the reasons why many seniors may choose to look at a home equity conversion mortgage. Cautious but willing to learn. The NCOA, or the National Council on Aging, shook up our industry earlier in the year with a study that showed that consumers were turned off by the name of the products. Not a surprise, the NCOA's study was conducted in two primary segments. First was a quantitative portion with over 1,000 senior homeowners collecting the general attitude about HECMs, and then was quantitative feedback using a focus group of over 100 participants. The effectiveness of the quote-unquote blind taste test was proven when the study showed that nearly 58% of respondents actually preferred a reverse mortgage's line of credit when compared to a traditional home equity line of credit, when the products were not named. The study was funded by RMF, or Reverse Mortgage Funding, who used the focus groups as part of their commercials. And it proved the point outside of its reputation and malign name, the reverse mortgage's features often trump those of a traditional mortgage, especially for older homeowners. And in our last story, five marketing strategies for 2018. In November, the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association's annual meeting in San Francisco featured a discussion that was conducted by Mary Furlong. She is the founder of a longevity marketing consulting group, and Lori Bitter, founder of market research firm The Business of Aging. And here are the five ideas, paraphrased. Number one, tailor your message to an increasingly diverse audience. We're no longer looking to reach just the greatest generation, as wonderful as they are, those seniors who lived through World War II. That group tended to be more common or homogeneous, said Bitter. They were very white. They were very thrifty, and they were patriotic. But the baby boomers are here, and they're more fragmented in terms of race and ethnic backgrounds as well as their age brackets. Number two, authority figures are out. In other words, paid spokespeople. And that has been the cornerstone of our industry. If you remember in the very beginning, at least when it came to paid Heckam advertisements, there was Robert Wagner with Senior Funding Network, and then Fred Thompson with AAG. And of course, today we have Tom Selleck. Now, don't be confused. AAG is still very supportive of their television campaign, and they love their spokesman, Tom Selleck. But more seniors are actually looking to trust their peers and the internet when it comes to researching a reverse mortgage. So that is a shift. Number three, make connections to other industries. That is to look for the B2B contacts or referring professionals. And that's something that our industry has been touting for many years, because the seniors are going to be working with these professionals and they can help you make the connection. Number four, prepare for the coming digital wave. The oldest members of Gen X are 53, still 9 years away from Heckam eligibility, said the marketing professionals. However, when they do turn 62, we need to be ready for an internet-savvy audience. And number five, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. In other words, traditional advertising still works. Don't abandon it, such as radio, television, and yes, even print media. Many companies and lenders had built their businesses in their early years using print advertising and postcards. And on a final note, just to let you know that next Monday is Christmas, which means we will not be having our podcast for Monday the 25th, but we will have an abbreviated episode on Tuesday the 26th. And that wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. On behalf of myself and our staff here at Reverse Focus, we want to extend our warmest wishes to you and yours for a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Don't forget that you can subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can also find this podcast at reversefocus.com and podbean.com. And this week, you can find our latest video commentary where the GAO cautions against removing the home equity conversion mortgage from FHA's MMI fund. Have a great week.